The pictures and videos of prisoner abuse in Iraq and the videotaped beheading of American hostage Nicholas Berg have sparked controversy in American schools. At least half a dozen high school teachers around the country have been suspended for showing their students the Nicholas Berg video or allowing them to download it in school. NPR's Claudio Sanchez visited a school in suburban Washington and sampled opinion on the issue.
It's been raining all morning, and a few high school students are at the local Starbucks on a coffee break from exams at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School in suburban Washington, D.C. They say the violent images from Iraq, like the Berg video and the pictures of naked Iraqi prisoners being abused and humiliated by American soldiers in Abu Ghraib, aren't really a big topic at their school these days, but the images are sure hard to avoid. They're everywhere, daily, round the clock.
You can see it on your own time, at your own pace, like online, on TV.
How about a classroom, though? In a current events or government class like this one, for example, as part of a lesson on the war on terrorism, human rights, torture, or in a discussion about the media's obsession with graphic, violent images? Most students here say no. As for the Berg video, absolutely not, says Alexandra Hyatt, a senior.
Like, you have to ask yourself, like, what's the educational value of seeing something like that in school? And I think you could discuss the same subject without seeing such gratuitous violence, and I think it's almost unnecessary. I personally do not want to see it.
Teachers have no business exposing students to gore and violence, says David Horn, a senior.
Actually showing the gruesomely graphic images is mostly useful only for shock value.
That's the point. When you're shocked, it makes you think about things. It makes you challenge, you know, what you thought possible.
17-year-old Alex Ruba, though, says there may be times when even something like the Berg video could be educational.
If that were controlled with a responsible teacher and perhaps with parental consent, that could be a very valuable tool in making sure that kids have a real view of what goes on in this world.
But students say some teachers are only interested in peddling their own political views. History teacher Warren Richard says just how far a teacher is willing to go depends on how he frames the discussion.
It's not necessarily that the teacher has an agenda in mind. It may be that that particular teacher really wanted kids to take a stand or get out of some kind of apathetic feelings about the war. So I suppose that's how a teacher could conceivably use that those kinds of images under an approved setting.
An approved setting is the key. School policies barring the display of unsuitable material in the classroom are, of course, designed to stop teachers from showing anything they want, which is not to say that schools ban all unsuitable material, no matter how gruesome. Remember Red Asphalt, the film in driver's ed replete with violent car crashes and strewn body parts that delivered a stern warning to teenagers about carelessness, auto safety, and yes, death? Clearly, this film was seen as a teaching tool, as are graphic images of Ku Klux Klan lynchings or of Nazi death camps in a typical high school history or social studies class. Ever since schools started piping TV news into the classroom in the late 1980s, the decision about what kids can see has been left up to school boards, parents, and school principals. Together, they're supposed to decide, for example, if CNN's live internet or TV coverage of a major catastrophe or a war has educational value. But John Zahner, who's been teaching history at Bethesda Chevy Chase High since 1990, says a teacher may see something that's absolutely awful and think it's just too important to ignore. It's a teachable moment, and there's no time to call anybody to see if it's okay, says Zahner.
It's a difficult decision anytime you're going to do a current event in class, if it's appropriate or not, and where your discussion is going to go. And teachers like to have some leeway, but again, we clear most of that stuff, and we... And almost in this time, you appreciate the guidance from above so you don't walk into a danger area.
But that's what life is, dangerous, says 17-year-old Jacob Spinner.
The teacher's job is to expose the children in the best way possible to the world they live in. And what you get in a classroom setting, you have a place for an open discussion to develop your ideas in a rational way. And I don't think that we have that opportunity elsewhere.
Still, to child psychiatrist Stephen Adelsheim, this entire discussion is missing a crucial point. protecting the mental health of children and teenagers.
We have many children that are facing a lot of issues of depression. We have a surprising number of children with serious anxiety problems who are often not being recognized in schools, not getting the support that they need. And I think exposing more children without having a better sense for how these issues might impact our kids does not really do them a service.
Adelsheim says that's the debate that schools across the country should be having right now. Adelsheim, who co-chairs the Committee on Schools for the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, says that schools must be a refuge for a generation of children that's already overexposed to war and human suffering. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.